If a war with a ceasefire, continuing attacks, and two competing blockades were not complicated enough, the Trump administration's stated position is growing more and more convoluted. On Wednesday, at a surprise event for UFC fighters, President Donald Trump spoke of negotiations and the possibility of a deal with Iran.
And now we're doing well. Now we have to get what we have to get. If we don't do that, we'll have to go a big step further. But with that being said, they want to make a deal. We've had very good talks over the last 24 hours. And it's very possible that we'll make a deal.
It has been an eventful 24 hours. On Tuesday, Trump's Secretary of Defense touted Trump's Project Freedom plan to guide ships through Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced that Operation Epic Fury had ended, replaced by Project Freedom. Then, Trump announced a pause to the project in order to advance negotiations with Iran. And on Wednesday, Trump returned to speaking of Operation Epic Fury in the present tense as something that could end in the near future. He joined First Lady Melania Trump for an event honoring military mothers.
We're in a, I call it a skirmish, because that's what it is. It's a skirmish. And we're doing unbelievably well, as we did in Venezuela, where it was rapid, over in one day. And we're doing pretty much equally as well, I would say, larger. But we're doing very well in Iran. It's going very smoothly, and we'll see what happens. They want to make a deal. They want to negotiate. And I think that military mothers would want to hear that. Do you agree? I think it's appropriate. Somebody would say, oh, that's not appropriate. I think military mothers want to hear about this stuff.
He said the U.S. is dealing with people that badly want to make a deal, and the question is whether they make a deal that is satisfactory to us.
And we'll see whether or not they are agreeing. And if they don't agree, they'll end up agreeing shortly thereafter. So that's the way it is. And I thought you might want to have a little rundown now. The fake news is all happy because they can hear what we had to say.
Iranian officials say they're reviewing the latest proposal. Meanwhile, ceasefire notwithstanding, the attacks continue. The U.S. military says it fired on an Iranian oil tanker Wednesday in the Gulf of Oman, shooting out its rudder as it tried to breach the U.S. blockade. And the United Arab Emirates says Iran attacked critical infrastructure there Monday, a claim Iran denies. Mohammed Abu Shahab is the UAE's ambassador to the United Nations.
And what happens in the Strait of Hormuz does not stay in the Strait of Hormuz. It affects energy markets, supply chains, food prices, and economic stability across the globe. Every country represented at the United Nations has a stake in protecting freedom of navigation and the security of critical energy infrastructure. This is not only a regional issue. It is a test of whether the international system can protect the basic conditions on which the global economy depends.
Although the talk from the White House seems somewhat optimistic, it's far from clear where things go from here, with peace talks, the Strait, or military actions. And President Trump does seem to have some other thoughts about where he can send troops next. At the event for military mothers, Trump spoke proudly of his having sent federal officers, in particularly the National Guard, to various U.S. cities, purportedly to address high crime rates.
We'd go to San Francisco very quickly. San Francisco would be so easy for us. We'd go to New York and help them out. We'd love to help them out. And we'd get crime numbers down 70%, 80%, 90% in a matter of months.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.